Chapter 7, World Record for the Best Friday Ever After the Worst Wednesday and Thursday. Friday means two things. The first is that it's the last day before I can take 2 days off school. I like to think of it as a non-altercation suspension. Plus, the weekend was when me and Ma actually did stuff, and not just watch movies and avoid homework, because she didn't work on weekends and took early morning online nursing classes to get them out of the way. And when she was done, we would clean the house. I was in charge of the living room. Mom would give me her version of a haircut. She always got most of it even. Then give herself one. And then we would go over my Aunt Sophie's house. Aunt Sophie is my mom's younger sister, and she's like the coolest lady ever. She has a tattoo on her arm that says Sweetie Pie that I never asked about, but always stared at just because I can't wait to get one. But mine ain't gonna say nothing like that. Mine's gonna say, World's Greatest, or, of course, Ghost. Anyway, on the weekends, Aunt Sophie and my mom sit around and play cards and crack jokes and eat corn chips with cheese dip and drink beer. And sometimes they let me and King, Aunt Sophie's son, sit with them and play. Yes, we can play. Me and King learned how to play spades and taunt when we were real young. It's a thing in our family, a serious thing. And yes, his real name is King. I think the sisters just wanted to give us royal names. So yeah, all I had to do was get through Friday without any problems, and I was good to go for the weekend. The other thing about Friday, which I didn't know until Thursday, is that Coach gives everybody the day off. No practice. And then, of course, since this was the first Friday of the season, Coach was taking the newbies out for dinner. After 2 half days of school, which technically equals 1 full day, I'm happy to say that school went pretty smooth on Friday. Brandon Simmons was back, and even though I had on my regular dusty butt shoes, the fancy ones were for track only, Brandon didn't have too much to say to me. I saw him just before first period, and he walked right past me and Dre. I saw some of the other kids snickering at him as he passed, but I told them all to chill. I don't know why, because he totally deserved to be roasted, but I guess I felt kind of bad for the dude. I've been there. I can't believe you're giving this clown a pass, Dre said. It was almost like he had a year's worth of laughs stored up, waiting to unload them on Brandon. Everybody did, but I just couldn't let it happen. Funny thing was, when I saw Shamika in Mr. Hollow's class, she apologized to me about everything that went on in the class the day before. And that, my friends, is what they call karma. Plus, like I said, she was a cool girl anyway. At lunch, she even sat with me, Red, and Dre, and told us every story about times she cut things just because she was feeling a little guilty.